Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
With a six-point win, Jet Buse to join us shortly in this fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Time to take your calls. Vicky, first on the line. Vicky, thanks for your call.
Hi, guys. What do we do to counteract this fast start? Because by the opposition, if this continues, we haven't got a hope in hell against any of the top eight teams.
It's a very good point, Vicky. It's hopefully they can do something about it. It was, look, today they were just beaten by a team that outgunned them, moved the ball quicker. They'd certainly done their homework on Geelong, and you know it's happened now for a couple of weeks. So let's just hope that the players and the coaching staff can have a bit of a chat about it, work through the vision over their weekend off, and we can see something a little bit different in that first week of the finals. But you're right, it's certainly be a concern if that happened in a final.
Vicky, thanks for your call. Take a Routley's Party Faves box. Good question. 12 party pies, 6 party sausage rolls, 6 party chef's potato tops, 3 party quiche Lorraine's, and 3 party spinach quiches. Pick up a Routley's footy super special. 12 heated home party pies for $12. Next on the line, Melissa, thanks for your call.
Oh, g'day. Yeah, I'm just wanting to say, call Jasnik number 8. He had the game of his life, I reckon, today. And Metagola, he had a great game too with his decision-making and foot skills.
They're very astute observations. We certainly have been singing the praises of Sam Menegola all year. He's had a terrific year, and you might have picked up in the voices of both the commentators in Tom and Ben, particularly Tom. Anytime your mate Jake Colajasny, number 8, gets near the footy, there's an octave higher. And at one stage when he had that shot for goal, we did think that Tom was going to blow a gasket. He didn't, and we just hope that both those players continue their form into the finals.
Sam Menegola and Jake Colajasny's numbers?
Well, Menegola had 25 touches, 17 of those were effective, 5 clearances, he had 3 inside 50s and 1 tackle, and Colajasny took 9 marks, and a couple of those were contested marks too. He had 14 possessions, 4 tackles, and he was he won a few key one-on-ones. I thought he was one of Geelong's best players today, Colajasny.
Yes, he certainly was. Thank you, Benny. Melissa, you can also have a Routley's Party Faves box as well for your astute observations, as Mark Neild labelled them. Thanks for your call. Really appreciate it. 52232955. Happy to take your calls, but on the line, good enough to join us from Metricon Stadium down in the Cats rooms. Great to be talking to him again for Geelong Marine. Well, Jed Buse, good evening to you.
Yeah, he's just another one we talk about all the time. The players just take time to develop. And if you're prepared to put the time in and you can see snippets when they're younger, yet they can't do it consistently, that's when you keep persevering, because you know when they get to that point. It's when you don't see those snippets early as you start to get concerned. The players that were still making the same mistake at game 35 as they are at game 2, that's when you've got to make a call on a player. And sometimes clubs hang on to players for too long. And Busey showed snippets. He was always athletically very gifted, powerful, but didn't have the tank. It's something he's really had to work on. And he's developed into a really, really solid defender. And, I mean, he's never going to be the star of the show, but he...
Can't have 22 stars.
No, but he's a really important player because he... And we mentioned today, we wondered why he didn't go to Papley. He seemed the perfect matchup in terms of speed, in terms of strength. And Mark O'Connor was just having a bad day. That's going to happen. The other team gets paid as well. So they've got some good players. And it seemed a little odd that he didn't get a crack. But he's just, they've put the time into him. And, you know, he's probably at 27, what he could play 200 games for the Cats if things were to go right for him, which would be a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, because the thing is too, he's, as you said, gifted athletically. So, and he's had few injury concerns in recent years. If anything, he hasn't had a huge injury issue. I know he had a groin issue going back 2 or 3 years ago that held him back. But outside of that, he's been able to be fairly resilient.
Yeah, absolutely. He plays a really good brand of footy. He's really important to the back six, and let's hope he can continues that into the final series and then into the seasons to come. It's great, and as Ben said, another example of just, it does take time, just see the glimpses, work with the player, let them work hard, they'll work it out, and he certainly fits into that category.
99 games, only one Geelong player has finished their career on 99 games.
And that player is Kingy. Can you give us any hints?
Premiership Ruckman.
Can I phone a friend?
Premiership Ruckman.
Mark Blake.
Correct.
There you go. Well, speaking of,
I hope Mark Blake doesn't have a child that's an outstanding big man.
No, well, I tell you what,
Cats miss him by one game.
True. Speaking of that, Ben, I know you and I have spoken about this a lot, particularly off air. Yeah, look, I hope as much as the next person, the Cats can make it all the way to grand final. But I reckon if you want to analyse the game properly, that ruck thing for Geelong. We're going to talk about that again and again and again until Geelong either draft a young gun and bring them up or get a decent... Because it's just... Having a look at what was going on there today, they... Radaglia... I'm not saying the players don't try. Radaglia was done over early by Sinclair and they got him out of there. You then get Blitzarves, who has been playing wing, and I know Matty Scarlett and Geelong coaching group are adamant that he's part of the midfield. Well... Yeah, well, I'm just looking at that thinking, if Reece Stanley doesn't come back into that side and stand up as a ruckman, you've got, and I just think, I'm with you, I know that it's late in the season, but you're always trying to get better. Henderson and Harry Taylor, they're going pretty well, but you're shuffling around. Was Blitzarves All-Australian or Best and Fairest, or at least he was something?
He's been All-Australian.
Yeah, they are shuffling around a bloke who's an All-Australian defender to try and fill holes.
Yeah, well,
I just don't know about
it. I agree with you 100%, and we've made this point on K-Rock that Mark Blitzarves is not going to be better than a Brody Grundy. He's not going to be better than a Toby Nankervis in the ruck, and he's not Andrew Gaff on the wing.
No, he's not.
Yet he can be an All-Australian key defender.
I know.
So why aren't you playing him in that position? Well, then you have Harry Taylor and Lockie Henderson who, okay, but they get exposed if the game is played not on their terms.
Ben, I agree. I think I do have an answer to your question. I strongly believe that you're right. Mark Blitzarves is an All-Australian defender, and he's very, very good at it. He's in the argument. He's possibly or probably Geelong's best ruckman as well. But he's a part-time, that's a problem.
But the problem is that his best in the ruck is only just okay. He's not a Brody Grundy, or he's not going to dominate a game in the ruck. But he can.
True.
So Stanley can come in and hopefully play that role. And then you've got a bloke who can play key defence. And we heard Tom Lonigan say the other night, and he played with all these blokes, that Mark Blitzarves makes the other defenders better.
Yeah, he's a very good defender, and I think...
Because he has the capacity to, if he's caught three or four times in a game, which is probably all you're going to be caught in modern-day footy, one-on-one,
he
has the capacity to stay with the player and nullify, whereas Henderson and Taylor at this stage of their careers don't. So that's three or four contests in a game decide the game, potentially. Yeah, Geelong have played, when the last two times they've played Richmond, their key forwards have gone berserk, and Geelong have got their best defender playing up the ground.
I agree with you. I think for me too, what was exposed today, like Callum Sinclair for Sydney is a workhorse.
Yeah.
Right? He dominated the ruck
in the first half, yeah.
And Sydney were dominating the gun. They're not experienced enough to smack them on the scoreboard. We know that. That's a real concern. So that's a real concern. So the ruck's the area where I think it's really important that Stanley is fit and he comes in. He's just going to have to stand up. Because he himself, he's not Brody Grundy and he's not Nick Natanui, but he is going to have to compete. They've still got some decisions to make. Well done.
I just
made the top four.
I wonder, and I wonder whether any of these decisions are carryovers from some stubbornness on the part of coaches that from last year's prelim, that they got a lot of negative press about Blitzarves playing up the field, and they've continued with it this year, and it's worked for them against lesser opposition. It certainly didn't work for them against Richmond.
No, it didn't. I don't subscribe to the stubbornness theory. The coaches want to win more than anybody, and they will always do what they believe is the right thing to do at that given time. They won't put their stubbornness, their ego in front of making a decision that is best for the team. They won't do that. If they play Blitzarves up the field, they will believe it's the best thing for the team at that given moment with the players that they have. So that's what they'll do.
One of the things that people talk about Blitzarves playing in the midfield or being the ruckman is always his running capacity, and he's had four kicks tonight.
Oh, he was Sinclair beat him today.
He's touched the ball in total eight times. He's taken one mark and had four kicks. So he was important in that last passage of play and smothering. Yeah. Where was he playing? He was in defence.
Yeah. I agree with you, Ben, on today. But he has had a good year. He's had a good year, the role that he's been playing, and it has been one of the reasons that they have played well. But I'm not saying that Mark Blitzarves is the best key defender that Geelong have. That's what I'm saying.
Well, their best defender today was Colin Jasny.
Yep.
And
yep.
They seem to refuse to want to give him the keys to being that second tall defender.
Well, Yes. Interesting. Look, again, we'll be able to chat about it. We'll see where it goes. But they do have to improve the Cats on what they've come up with the last two games.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Happy to take more of your calls. 52232955. Benny, can you jump on the KFC Twitter, please? Because as we do after every Geelong game, we ask for the thoughts of the Twitter sphere. And what are they saying about the Geelong performance?
So Daz Broncos is driving home. He had to pull the car over, I think, because he was jumping out of his chair. 6 weeks out now to discuss settling the side for the finals. Are we settled? Question mark. From the call, we were pretty ordinary all over. I'm all for going into the qualifying final with some confidence, but do we have more questions than answers right now? Jack Stephen had a Barry Crocker. Can't stay in. So, Terry Howe.
That's going to be a very obvious decision, I reckon.
I would have thought so.
But it's acting. It's obvious to us on the outside.
I don't know
if Atkins is right.
I don't know it's as obvious as what you're making it out, to be fair. That would be my opinion on it. So I think we speak about, and Tom Atkins is a goer, and he has, and I really love the way that he goes about footy. I really do. But I think we pump Tom up more when he's out of the side than when he's in the side. I don't think it's as obvious. Not saying they won't do it, but I don't think it's a lay down as there. They'll talk about it.
No. Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I think they certainly do. Mick Howley suggesting Harry Taylor and Jack Stephen out. Harry slow as a wet week and Jack Stephen fumbles.
And Harry Taylor will not be dropped.
For God's sake, no, I agree with that. For God's sake, get Blitz back to defence, Stanley into the ruck. Adrian Mancini, win is a win. Don't feel like we can go with Stephen. Looks too far off it. Gaz, great. Need to get Stanley back. Medica suggesting, why is Jack Stephen playing when we've got Fit Narkle and Constable? He's done sweet nothing once again. KB Wilson, Jack Henry strong in defence when we needed him. Quiet achiever. Ruckman still a conundrum. And Glenn, obviously you want to be beating bottom 10 sides a little easier than that, but I'd probably prefer a tough game like that going into the finals.
Yeah,
another top four, and this time without the home Cadinia games. Well done, yeah. Geelong
so
Cats.
So 3 games at Cadinia Park this year, went 2-1. Lost to Carlton. Gee, we did say at the time, Benny, that loss to Carlton might come back and bite Geelong on the bum.
So Boxhead also suggesting we need to stop playing names instead of players who perform roles. Stephen has to make way for Close for the qualifying final.
Atkins last year. Bit of finals experience, learnt a lot from the Collingwood final.
He can, but the only thing, that the direct swap, Stephen spent a lot of the time in the midfield.
Atkins
won't. Mm. He just, it's not a, if you're saying to me that Atkins, it's a direct swap for someone who's going to come and basically be the defensive forward, perhaps have a run on the ball once a quarter, yep, Tom Atkins, no problem.
Mm.
But he's not going to play the role that Stephen played today. He will not go down and play that much time on the ball. He's just not built to do that, and that's not the role that he's played. And to ask a young player to do that first up in a final would be the wrong thing to do. So I'm not saying Tom doesn't get in, because there's a role there for him somewhere in the forward line, but it's not as simple as saying the role that Stephen played, Tom Atkins would do that.
The problem, and this has been my argument over the last month or 6 weeks, is that Geelong have had a great home and away season. Don't get me wrong, it's been fantastic. But they have now wrapped up a top four berth, and we are still talking about who plays where in all sorts of positions. Forward, does Radigalia play with Hawkins? In the midfield, what's the mix up? The mix in the midfield. Who plays in the ruck? Who's playing down back? Is it Taylor, Henderson, Blitzars?
Well, I think it's not Blitzars, because once again, Matthew Scarlett was very strong. He is part of the midfield group. He's not a defender anymore.
Yeah, I think, Ben, I'm with you. I find it quite, it's a little bit frustrating, and I find that too. I still think it stems back from the decision that Geelong don't have, and with all due respect to Reece Stanley, they don't have a ruckman that's in the top four or six in the league.
Yeah.
And if they did, you'd find all those other decisions would be made really simply. It's the one position that could solve a number of things. Just don't, Ben. Just let you take over.
Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. It's very simple, the Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head.
It is, Kingy.
Because Tom Papley was all over the...
Oh, he was dominant.
Well, O'Connor in the end, the poor bucket.
Had they 2-5, Papley.
He almost could be, almost, but not quite. He could be the steamatic standout and win, the Geelong insurance broker said, Ed. He won't, but he could have.
He could have.
Geelong. He needed the airbags, did O'Connor. He just didn't have them.
No. No, he was. It was tough for him this afternoon. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head matchup. Thank you for that, Neil. For keeping an eye on that.
No worries, Tom.
More than 38 years in the insurance industry, Don and the team at Geelong Insurance Brokers work with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premium. Curse High, your local hire company since 1982.
So the key numbers, Kingy, were the fact that the Swans actually had three more inside 50s. The Cats were plus eight in contested possession. They had three more clearances, the Cats. They had seven more marks. The Swans actually had 50 more disposals, 334 to 284. Tackle count, 42 Cats, 32 to the Swans. Individually, Menegola 25, Stewart had 22 touches, Guthrie had 19, Tui 17, Ablett 16 and kicked one goal, Selwood had 16 in his first game back and five clearances, Buse, the man we spoke to post-game, 16 touches, Collegesny, I thought, was one of the better Cats, 14 possessions, 9 marks. Dangerfield, low in possessions, 14 for him, but he kicked 3 goals, 2. And he
put, high on impact.
Yeah, 2 in the final quarter, which helped lift the Cats over the line. Parfitt, 14 possessions. He had about 8 of those, I reckon, in the first quarter. He was good in the first quarter when Geelong was struggling. Some other players there. Hawkins kicked 2 goals, 2 from limited opportunities, just 3 marks, 6 possessions. And Asava Radigalia, 4 possessions, 2 marks. Ooh. Mark Blitzar was playing the ruck, had 4 kicks. Gary Rowan did some good things. He only had 8 possessions, though, and didn't kick a goal. Lockie Henderson struggled, just 10 possessions. For the Swans, Lloyd had 27, Kennedy had 25, Parker 19 and 4 clearances. Dawson's a good player, 22. Mills, 20. Off halfback. Cunningham also off halfback at 20. And Dylan Stevens is going to be a player. He had 19 possessions, did the young fella. Papley was, well, he could have been the match winner. Mm. He had 17 possessions, but he kicked 2 goals, 5, including one that was absolutely unbelievable. How he missed it, he will never know. He ran into the open goal, and he had Harry Taylor on toast, and he dribbled the ball on the ground and bounced skewy for the stick. But he could have been the wrecker for the Cats. And unfortunately, he was off target. McEnany looks like a little bit of a player. Young fella.
Yeah,
16 possessions. He kicked 2 goals. So that was a good game from him to round out the season.
Thank you for that, Benny. Dylan Stevens, pick 5 in last year's national draft from Redcliffs, just out of Mildura, via Norwood in the Sandful was where he was drafted from. And, just his 8th game, but he's going to be a very good player. Off the KFC Twitter, Roe Williams, we need to go hard for Braden Pruce. Melbourne don't want him, and he's a genuinely good ruck. With Stanley as a pinch hitter playing down forward as well, leave Blitz down back and never move him. He's a general down there, and the general should never leave his troops.
I don't mind the idea of looking around for an impact ruckman who can come in straight away, and you would think that Pruce is gettable.
Yep, absolutely. The Cats might be having that conversation. A horrible turnover by Ocean Grove's own Zane Cordy across half back. He went to hit Taylor Giray with a kick and missed him by a mile. Dockers kick a goal on the margin. He's 1 in the shadows of quarter time. Doggies 2-3-15. Fremantle 2-2-14. The Steamatic standout. Steamatic, your disaster restoration experts. Nearly Tom Papley's 2 goals, 5. Probably not enough. He'd kicked 5-2.
Yes, things would have been different. I thought Tom Papley had a great game for the Sydney Footy Club, and he was the Geelong Insurance Broker head-to-head winner. I thought, Kingy, and you'll love this, the standout for me was someone who was up and about early, who kept the Cats in it with some absolutely quality touches, and I thought that was really important. Had this player not come back into the side and got his hand on the footy when it was needed, the game could have been done at half-time. So I feel the Geelong player had the most impact on the game, particularly in that first half when they needed someone to stand up and keep him in. It was Gary Ablett.
Thank you for that, Neildy. Our Steamatic standout, Gary Ablett, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. I thought you were going to go with Collegesny.
Well, Collegesny.
Did he get a kick to goal?
Possibly. He did play extremely well. There were a couple of others. Menegola, he continued his really good form. Hawkins, and obviously Dangerfield was damaging when he went deep forward. But I thought Gary Ablett actually kept the Cats in it to a stage where those other boys could then put the cream on top and have a win.
The signature homes and city to surf solar, fifth quarter.